This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
Yeah, 8:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Sing it now, God's
you
children.
You gotta see Jeremy Collins.
My sunshine and rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. Down. Come on, Ed. Get that sunshine and rain.
Bring it down. All right.
Give it to me, Jeremy. Get it. Joy.
Sunshine.
Oh, we got to stop because now they can't listen to it.
Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson benched in Indianapolis in favor for Joe Flacco. What? He's you're talking about a young man who said, I was tired, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Don't do me a favor, Anthony. Lie.
Yeah. Micah Parsons just said that on his podcast. He goes, man, that quarterback in Indy, when you come off the field and they ask you why you took a playoff, just lie. Like, if you'd have said, hey, I got the wind knocked out of me, I had a cramp.
Fake an injury. Seriously.
And it's weird because we always want these guys to be honest, but you can't say that.
I don't always want them to be honest. I don't. I've never claimed that I want an athlete to always be honest.
Like, did he just break off a 70-yard run before that? Or am I missing something?
No.
He was running quite a bit, yeah. But I still don't get that.
Then stop running for a little while and just hand the ball off.
I don't think when I was 20 or 21, I ever got tired.
That's what I said yesterday. You can't. He's 22 years old.
I can run all day.
Like Pat McAfee said, you should be in mid-season form. Isn't midseason form like at your peak? That's out. Mm-hmm. That's your peak.
You should be in football shape. Quarterbacks play the whole game, even if you're running a lot. If you take a nasty hit, then you come off the field. I don't know why he said he was tired, because it's just like, that's your job.
You know why? Because there's a level of cluelessness in this world today, and he's caught up in it. Well, the cluelessness, the no self-awareness, no responsibility, that's what it is. Here's a guy that barely played in college, all right? He doesn't know what it is to play that position. You know, he's on-the-job training. And all part of his on-the-job training is he doesn't even know what it is to be a quarterback because he hadn't been one long enough.
Who do you think is the worst draft pick of all time, in your opinion? Because I think one of
Trent
you guys—
Trent Richardson.
You think that
one? In recent history for me, yeah.
No, for me it was the quarterback out of LSU.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that because that's who I think is the worst pick of all time. Yeah. And Anthony Richardson's numbers are worse than any of the worst seasons that he had.
At least he didn't eat himself out of a job.
Well, that happens too.
Jamarcus did.
In 3 years, Anthony Richardson played 24 games. He didn't start all those games. He played in 24 games. He threw 393 passes. This is in college. 24 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Lamar Jackson is going to make a lot of teams reach at quarterback because they're going to see these athletic kids who can throw and they're going to think they can be the next Lamar Jackson. Lamar, that's the curse of Lamar. The gift is you're going to find some of those guys who probably were overlooked like Lamar, and you're going to get them, and they're going to be fine. The curse is some teams, Indianapolis, going to reach for Anthony Richardson thinking that you can make him into that guy. I don't know if this cat can play. He's completing this year 44% of his passes, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. We keep talking about that whole, I'm tired, Ed. This cat can't play. No. In addition to that, yeah. He can't play.
Flacco has taken like over 12,000 career snaps, and I think Anthony Richardson has about 700 since since college.
He can't play. So in addition to all those things, I can imagine, you know, you already have his receivers and everybody else on the offense thinking, this effing guy.
Yes.
And now he goes on and tells you he comes off the field for a snap because he's tired. You know what they're thinking? This effing guy.
Yeah.
That's what they're thinking. He's completing 44%. For all of you defending him, 44% of his passes, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. What do you think his passer rating is? You're not going to believe his passer rating. You would think it's the QBR. His passer rating is 57.2. And in my entire life, I've never seen a passer rating for a starting quarterback at 57.
I don't recall seeing any of them. Never.
I didn't think they went that low.
I think he has the lowest QBR for a starting quarterback in the history. Now,
his QBR this year, 38.4.
Yeah. I think 44 was the previous low, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, it's a certain sample size as well. The one thing that that bothers me about this, and again, I'll bring it up because Rob said it earlier, if he lost the locker room, okay, I understand it. If players are looking at it, what if the players went to management and said, what are we doing here? Yeah. Like this kid, because remember with Jamarcus Russell, he wasn't studying. They gave him that disc, and they had, there was money in the...
Allegedly, there was money
in the playbook.
Yeah, that he didn't find or whatever, yeah.
So they knew he wasn't watching anything. But the other...
Seriously ate himself out of a job, too. He gained like 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And ridiculous.
This with Anthony Richardson, though, you're essentially 10 games in to a guy's career that you drafted in the top 5, and you're done with him now? And they're like, no, we're not done with him. I don't know that this kid... this isn't giving him inspiration to play harder, at least in my opinion. If you're talking about him being maybe a little lazy, maybe a little lethargic, obviously not picking up the game at the NFL level the way he should... Because we've seen him throw 70-yard touchdown bombs and drop it in the bucket, but we've also seen him skip passes to wide receivers and take sacks that he shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you are putting up numbers like Anthony Richardson, you know what you expected to do? Be the biggest rah-rah guy on the field and make people like you.
Yeah.
While you're figuring it out.
You know who you're supposed to be? Tim Tebow.
Yes.
There you go.
Tim Tebow was not a good NFL quarterback, but you know what? The linemen loved him.
Yep.
He trained. He lifted weights with them. He was a leader. They followed him. It's completely different than this guy.
You can't be that guy, man. I'm sorry. Do better. 410-583-1057. Baltimore, Danielle. What's going on, Danielle?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. Right. How are you?
Doing fine. I just wanted to comment on what you guys are talking about with this gentleman right here. The job of the quarterback is to be a leader. Right, and he has no leadership skills whatsoever. You know, you're coming off the field talking about you tired, but here it is, your backup quarterback is older than you, and he can outrun you. That's crazy. You know, these young gentlemen gotta step up their game. They have this sense of entitlement,
yep.
And it's ridiculous.
That's the sense of entitlement.
Daniel, not only is he older than him, he's twice his age.
It's funny because I said earlier, some guys play that position, and they say, you know, I can do that because I'm the quarterback. They don't realize, no, I can't do that. Why? Because I'm the quarterback. That's a responsibility.
Yeah,
you are the general. You are the guy. Don't act like you're the man if you can't be the man.
You're the guy that makes the big money when you get that contract. So,
I have broad shoulders, man. I'm tired. Shut up.
I'm tired, boss. I'm tired, boss.
Don Kopovich joins us at 8:45, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Well, you guys will have some fun with this. We're going to talk about two influencers. That's a big thing today, right? We got a couple that call the show. How about these two influencers that drown after they insisted life jackets would get in the way of their tanning during a boat party? Tell you that story. And also, this is going to be a PSA for some people. We got something coming up in 2 days. Some of you guys are going to lose your jobs, lose some friends because you think you got a cute Halloween costume. We'll tell you about a Canadian firefighter's Halloween party where they dressed up as something where they thought it was okay. It's not. We'll talk about that in the World of Stupid coming up next. All right, going to start it off with this. I didn't tease this story, but it is interesting. We always do, there's some Dear Abbeys, Dear Janes, those type of things. Hey, this is what's going on in my relationship. Here's one. I don't want to kink shame my girlfriend, but the costume she wants me to wear in bed is too disturbing. My girlfriend and I have been together for almost a year, and everything has been pretty much perfect. We are compatible in every way, including in the bedroom. We're both adventurous, like to switch things up, keeping the sex life exciting. To which, Ed, I know this is something you're not into kink shaming. You like what you like. And well, I guess there's some things where you'd go, that's a little too far. Well, maybe not Ed.
No, Rob, it's just, yeah. It may not be for me, but I would never. I tell you, sex is only, it's only dirty if you're doing it right.
Yeah. Well, she wants him to dress up. Do you guys have any idea what she wants him to dress up as?
Woman?
Raggedy Ann.
A priest.
Ah.
She gave him the gift, you know, the what she wanted him to wear. And as soon as he opened it up, he pulls out that collar and he's like, the hell is this? And she's like, oh, it's a priest outfit. And now he feels some kind of way about it. So
I know some woman who, never mind.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No. You started it. Go ahead.
I'm going to get all types of trouble for this one.
But you're not saying her name.
You know me. If I unload.
Well, I mean, my wife could ask me to dress up as anything, and I'm dressing up as it. I don't care. I think Ed's the same way. I mean, he's already got all the tools there. Like, he just got a...
Ed's wife would say, hey, can I buy you a costume for you to dress up in for Halloween? Ed would reply, well, check my closet first.
Absolutely. Before you buddy. She knows better.
Well, I don't know that it started yet, but Ed's got that Lion's Den endorsement now. I'm just curious if they go by his house to see if he has anything that they don't. Because this cat has everything. No, but that place does have a lot of stuff. So I can't wait to hear Ed talking about it because we're going to have so much fun with that.
Oh, boy.
But I don't... Dressing up as people from church, priest, I mean, you have him dress up as a rabbi next. Like, what are you into there, sweetheart? This is a little weird, but okay.
Like from, he's old. Woody Allen's Everything You Never Needed About Sex.
Yeah.
We're Afraid to Ask. Rabbi Chaim Baumel. He used to have women eat pork at his feet.
Oh, God.
That was his fetish.
Oh, all right, let's get to this. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Two influencers drown after insisting life jackets would get in the way of their tanning during the boat party. That's right. They're dead because they didn't wear those life jackets on a speedboat that sank off the Brazilian coast because they didn't want the safety gear to ruin their tans. Tamara Morea de Amorim, 37, and Beatriz Tavares de Silva Faria. It's a lot of names there, sweetheart. 27, ignored pleas to wear life... If it's a friend, like if you're on an excursion at a resort or something, mm-hmm. they're going to tell you, no, you got to put it on. You're not going out without it. This must be friends. We're like, no, I want my tan to be. Well, why wouldn't you take it with you?
Yeah.
And then if something starts to go wrong, find it. And again, if they crashed the boat, I'm assuming the boat sank, people had time to get stuff on and get whatever they wanted. But two women drown. It's just like, again, we go to this. There's so many dumb things that I don't understand. Watching people trying to take pictures on these high rises or off the side of a mountain landscape and they fall. I watch those videos all the time because I don't know why it is. Not since Cliffhanger is something made me sweat so much when the guys are running around or riding on the edge of a building or, you know, walking across a steel beam at 700 feet in the air.
And then you hear these stories and everyone's surprised. It's like you know, what's a redneck's last words? Hey, y'all, watch this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
That applies to my family. How many fingers are you losing this year, Pop? All right, so we know this. Halloween's coming up on Thursday.
Yes. Tomorrow.
You love Halloween.
I love Halloween, yeah.
What about you, Rob?
We don't do Halloween.
Joe, do you like Halloween? You know, give him a thumbs up or you can pop one.
I don't really like costumes, but I like the pomp and circumstance around it.
See, I get that. Like... My wife doesn't like scary movies. She's like, you want to watch Halloween movies? And I'm like, no, because I know what you're going to pick. I don't want to watch Hocus Pocus again.
Charlie Brown Halloween.
Yeah. I want to watch Halloween. Yeah. I want to see, like, I want scary movies.
I dressed up last year. I dress up every year.
Yeah. But you can't dress up tomorrow because you got to leave, right?
Yeah.
No, you should dress up and wear that on the flight.
Well, that might not go well. Last year, I dressed up as a sugar skull, like the Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Celeste and I remember that. You remember that? We put a lot of work into that. There was a lot of makeup and effort.
Well, what do you think Canadian firefighters dressed up as?
Canadian firefighters.
No.
P. Diddy.
FDNY firefighters.
KKK members.
Oh, that's always a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mistake was made, my friends. Yeah, these guys, there are, it looks like, at least four of them. They all went as members of the Ku Klux Klan. They wore white robes with a pointed hat. The mass partygoers walked into North Sydney Firefighters Club in Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia, to celebrate racists. Fire Chief Lloyd McIntosh said the unidentified individuals were not club members, were admitted into the hall by volunteers working the door, and were allowed to stay after the cross was confiscated and they were told to remove their hoods. What year is this? You're
telling people they brought a cross to burn?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you got to stay on.
You got to stay in character.
Yeah. I love this. A mistake was made. They were allowed in. They shouldn't have been. And again, we don't know if these were guests, if they're firefighters and they're trying to hide it and not let... I mean, they're still wearing their masks, so I don't know that you're going to figure out who's who. And it said, Ku Klux Klan, KKK, I don't care what rock you come from under. Everyone knows what they stand for, who they were, and what it represents for black individuals, this woman told the outlet. That's Tia Upshaw, the CEO and founder of Black Women in Excellence, was dumbfounded watching the video of these guys. This is not a mistake. This is blatant racism. They should have never been let in. Apologies are meaningless with no actions behind them. I know there are some people still out there that say it's Halloween. You're dressing up as something. A kid that dresses up as Hitler. Like, what is that? I mean, it's still a character from history, but you got to know as a parent and you got to know now as adults, there are certain things you can't wear and do. We just had a guy dress up in blackface and he was P. Diddy and his girlfriend went as a bottle of lotion, like some KY jelly or something. And it's like, really? You thought that was... Like, how do people think some of this stuff's okay in this day and age?
AP, we keep saying this day and age. What's different about this day and age?
Because everything's out
crap,
there.
The same crap goes on now that's always gone on. No. This is proof. This is proof that it does.
No, it's... But
this is proof that it does. I mean, we keep saying this day and age. Things haven't changed that much.
Yeah, they have.
They have.
Because now there's pictures of everything.
Like, and people lose their jobs over this stuff now. Yeah. Usually it was
you think
ignored
about
or condoned.
What social media has done, everything's out there. They're pulling up Ring doorbell cameras and arresting people from stuff that's going on there. You got a security camera outside your house. Oh, they found out who snuck in the backyard of next door and murdered someone.
Yeah.
You're like, there's so much technology out there, and somebody's going to snap a picture, catch you doing it.
But
tell
my
the
point
story.
Is, does it stop people from doing it? Because people still have audacity. That's why they're still doing it.
They're not doing it as much.
Okay.
I don't think. How often you hear? We hear these stories, but this used to be. This used to happen all the time with people wearing stuff that was so inappropriate, you know, but
yeah, Halloween, absolutely.
Yeah. And again, like I like the, it's so funny cause my wife never liked to dress up in the sexy outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one year
she used to,
did she before we met? She's not going to be the sexy, dirty nurse. No, she knew whatever she,
she's dressed, already got the costume.
When she dresses up, it's usually like, I remember the one year we went as a gorilla and a banana. Huh. And I'm like, oh, she's going to love being a banana. And then she took the gorilla suits. And I had to go as the banana. I'm like, what?
Robbie went as a banana once.
Did he?
Yeah.
I was over there dancing like a banana. You know, I don't know how a banana dances, but you know, you've all seen the video of that. Anyway, maybe happened. But that's your world of stupid. So we have people dying because they refuse to wear life vests, people dressing up as the KKK, and a woman who wanted to sleep with her husband as he dressed up as a priest. Nice.
Good stuff. Go. Todd Kopovitz joins us at 8:45. Cordell Woodland joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, World Series recap, Dodgers. Man, and they can't crown them yet. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hudson deals, swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high, that is far, that is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
Yankees go on to win 11-4. Now that series is at 3-1. I want to go directly to something else. Dodgers outfielder, right fielder, Mookie Betts traveled in foul territory with the catcher ball that was headed into the stands off the bat of Gleyber Torres. He then reached into the stands, and he was, assaulted by two fans in the stands who were ejected. Now, we got an update on those fans, Joe?
Yes, they are both season ticket holders. The one dude's name is Austin Capobianco.
Ah, Capobianco. It's-a me. I grab your arm. Capobianco. Give me the baseball.
The other dude's name was Peter something. I don't know his name.
John Peter.
Okay, John Peter, yeah. They are season ticket holders. They were told when they were being escorted out that they will be allowed to attend Game 5.
That's great.
They're going to make heroes out of them if they win Game 5.
Yeah. Someone said, finally, someone in Yankee Stadium is showing some heart. But when it happened.
You guys are jackasses. Anybody thinks that? I don't know what event you can go to and put your hands on a player. And I understand. Look, going into the stands, there can be contact. Mm-hmm. I have never seen somebody grab the guy's arm with the ball in the glove, try to open the glove and pull it out while the other guy is holding his other arm.
Yes. Now, here's a quote from Capobianco. We always joke about the ball in our area. We're not going to go out of our way to attack. If it's in our area, we're going to D up. Someone defends. Someone knocks the ball. We talk about it. We're willing to do this. And that's the guy who's going to be allowed back into the stadium.
Because the Yankees are trash. Trash.
This was on ESPN last night. So this guy's putting this out there, and you're saying it's acceptable behavior.
Going to D up.
Because you're allowing him back into the ballpark.
Well, you know what? So, look, I know the Cowboys stink this year, and after the Yankees lose the World Series, basketball started, so you guys can go pull for the Lakers.
And root for Exxon.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But this is... I just don't understand this. I know they didn't make their way onto the field. They reached into the field of play. They grabbed a player's arm, each one of them. When can you do that anywhere? What event can you go to where you can actually put your hands on someone?
You can't.
Because they have something you want. The hell is this?
It's just wrong on so many levels. It's like... It just is. And even what they said, it's like, no matter what, it's fan interference. You can't grab a player. You can't interfere with the game. We're going to D up. They're going to call it out anyway, no matter what you do.
But he's not done. He says, I know when I'm in the wrong. And as soon as I did it, I was like, boys, I'm out of here. But then he goes on to say, hear this quote. I patrol that wall, and they know that.
He patrols the wall?
I patrol that wall.
I hope there's a foul ball that's hit like into the 10th row and Mookie Betts goes over there while those guys are looking at it and just jumps up and elbows one of those sons of bitches right in their face. Like, oh, I was patrolling the wall, man. My bad. I thought I could get to that ball that's all the way up there. You know, when the ball's in the guy's glove. Now, I have no problem. The ball's in the stands. You're trying to make a catch. After the ball's been caught.
You're trying to pry it loose.
Yeah. Just unbelievable.
It's
like Steve Bartman got more grief for what he did because it cost his team and he was blackballed and moved to another state because of everything that went on.
But these guys go back tonight.
Yeah. Are going to be Jeffrey Mayer heroes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a joke. What a trash organization.
Unreal. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I want to make a comment on that, man. That's ridiculous about what happened, you know, with the foul ball incident and the fact that, you know, the guy making that statement and they still allow him to come in. But I'm just glad that they're able to use replay and stuff now because, you know, we got screwed. I forgot what year it was by Richie Garcia because it's my intention that he knew that it was fan interference, but because they were in New York, he was intimidated by it because he was right there.
Yeah, 1996. You there?
Mike?
Did we lose him? Mike, did we lose you?
I can hear him. Maybe
I can hear
him. He's breathing heavy.
Sorry about that.
He turned on or something?
It was 1996. Yeah, that happened. It was Tony Tarasco out there. When the ball hit by Jeter, right? When the ball hit by Jeter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pieces of crap, man.
I'd like to punch Jeffrey Mayer in his sorry ass face. But that may have been him. He's just eating mozzarella sticks at the bar all the time. Right, Ed?
Oh, bye. Up high. Another round of mozzarella sticks, guys.
Up high.
I love the up high.
I like the up high. You know why? Because that's what they do. That's what they say. Up high. Up high.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. It's me. What's his last name again, Joe?
Capobianco.
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 I think this thing goes back to L.A., this series.
It could. I mean, it's Garrett Cole versus Jack Flaherty tonight.
I think it goes back to L.A.
No team that has been down 3-0 has ever forced Game 6 in the World Series. So, last night was the first time a team down 3-0 has won Game 4 since 1970.
So,
wow.
So,
what?
He goes to no team from no team the first time in 54 years. Mm-hmm. So, it's going to happen. They're going back to L.A., man.
It could. It makes a Game 6 very interesting. I just don't... After you get past Garrett Cole, is there any Yankees pitching that you're scared of right now? Or like,
nope.
Not if you're the
Dodgers. Right now.
No. I'm not even scared of Garrett Cole. So I like the under tonight. I think we're going to get a lower scoring game. We're getting colder temps. But these cats just keep hitting home runs no matter what the temperature is.
Yeah, they're hitting home runs that will be, you know, home runs in one ballpark.
I know. Yeah.
The last two home runs, I think, am I right? They've been a home
they
run
said
in one
it was
ballpark.
The only ballpark to be home running, yeah.
So let's go without Builder Park. Good one, good Aaron Judge.
Psst, all the parks are built, jackass. Build a park.
I never disliked him more than I did after that.
He's a crybaby.
Stop your whining. Stop your whining, dude.
Yeah, get a hit, you loser. Sorry. I'm on this Yankee thing. I'm so pissed at this, letting these jackasses back in the stadium.
You know, Aaron Judge wasn't in the decision making.
Get a hit, you loser. 6'12" and can't hit a damn baseball.
Cordell Woodland joins us at 9:15. That's 9:15. But on the other side, we're talking Ravens with Todd Karpovich right here on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now from BaltimoreSports.com. Our friend Todd Karpovich. What's going on, Todd?
How's it going, guys?
Doing well. All the talk today. Ravens active in the trade market. They acquired Panthers wide receiver Deontay Johnson. What does this do to this Ravens offense that's already potent?
Yeah, I think, he has some separation. They got a pretty good deal with him, so they didn't give up much, and they're not paying much for him. I think it's another guy who can, you know, stretch the defense. I don't think Lamar Jackson was very happy with those drops on Sunday. You know, Bateman had – there were a couple game-changing drops by the wide receivers. So I think, you know, there might have been a conversation with him and Eric DaCosta about getting another pair of hands in there. But I think it adds depth to a raw receiver room. I think if this guy goes in the game and makes plays, he's going to get targets. So, yeah, but I don't think Eric DaCosta is done. I think there'll be more moves to come.
Yeah, no, definitely not. What about the fact, you know, our kick return has been hurt now? He's actually really adept at punt returns, which is something I think our special teams has not been great this year, surprisingly.
Yeah, and they're making mental mistakes. You know, letting balls bounce behind them. They're taking the – Harbaugh said on Monday, you know, he doesn't want guys taking the ball out of the end zone on kickoffs because you get the ball to 30 anyway, and it's too difficult to get back to that. And they did it twice. So, yeah, he's a guy who's sort of I think he's a smart player. He's an experienced player. He's not going to make those same mistakes, you know, some of the rookies are making back there. And, yeah, Ravens special teams have really struggled this year, which is, you know, surprising the way Harbaugh emphasizes, you know, that unit.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and I know a lot of fans are kind of upset that they haven't made a move for a defensive player. They still have till Tuesday. Do you think we're going to see a few more moves or maybe one?
I think we're going to get their pass rusher. I still think they got their tight end Clowney. The thing is, you know, teams know the Ravens need somebody, so they're going to ask a lot. You know, it's a seller's market as far as that goes. So I do think they're going to pull a trigger on a move. It depends on how big it is. You know, Gary DeCosta doesn't like giving up draft picks, but they have a pretty good stock of draft picks available. So I don't think they'll give up a one or two. Or maybe even a three, but I think, you know, he'll have to spend some capital there to pick up a decent player. And I do think they're going to add some more.
Todd Kopovich joins us from BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, you said Lamar Jackson wasn't happy with the drops on Sunday. And I was about to ask, well, what drops? The receivers or the DBs? What are they going to do about the DBs?
Well, I think he was only worried about receivers. I think on the sideline, you saw him say to Bateman, you got to catch that ball. And the DBs, I mean, let's look. If Cal Hamilton catches the interception, they win the game. So that's been another issue. Now, I asked Harbaugh about that Monday because they spend 20 minutes every practice with the DBs catching balls, you know, floating backwards into the secondary. So it's not they're not working on it. It's just maybe the ball's coming out too fast. Eddie Jackson dropped too. So that was really the story of the game, more so than the wide receivers dropping balls.
Hey, Todd, do you think there's something else going on in the defense? From my observations, I just feel like I've seen them do things this year they haven't been doing in a while. They look confused. They look like the coverages are blown. They kind of when the safeties start looking at the cornerbacks, you know, like, what are you doing? To me, it's a sign that they're not in the right position. It's a scheme thing. Do you think there'd be any changes as far as coaching?
That's exactly right. The scheme change. You know, maybe I think, you know, it was mentioned, you know, the other day, maybe Zach Ord goes up into the booth and sits next to Pease and gets more of a bird's eye view of what's happening on the field because he's down the sideline now. I don't think, you know, I think Zach Ord, they're not gonna fire him. They'll give him another chance next year. Sort of, because, you know, he's a young guy still. And they knew there was going to be hiccups with Zach Gore, you know. And the front of the defense is playing great. I mean, they're still the number one rush defense. And the problem is that pass defense, they're ranked last, which is their 25th overall. It's week nine. Look, it's week nine. They're not going to see dramatic changes here, dramatic improvements. You know, the bottom line is the way the Ravens have to finish out this season is the offense is going to have to score 30, 35 points to win games. That's the way it's going to have to be.
Hey, Todd, let's talk about this game coming up Sunday. What, if anything, scares you about this Broncos team? It seems like their defense has been pretty good, but maybe you're more worried about what the Ravens have been doing on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, the Ravens, they consistently beat themselves. But this Broncos team, you know, they're 5-3 now, and they went two straight. Bo Nix is a freak. You know, he's throwing the ball pretty well. He's a mobile quarterback, which gives the Ravens fits. You know, they have the they're the 25th ranked total offense. They're not going to scare the Ravens. I don't think they're going to score a lot of points, but the Ravens just can't make mistakes. You know, this is definitely a winnable game. You know, Ravens avoid turnovers, and you know, I don't think the Broncos are going to scare them with their rush offense. You know, they're averaging 121.4 points per game. But again, the Ravens' defensive line is banged up. So the Broncos are sort of going to push that envelope. So they'll see a balanced offense because the Ravens struggle in secondary and deplete defensive line. But I think, you know, this is the game the Ravens need to win, bottom line.
Todd Kopovich from BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, tell folks in Baltimore about the website.
You can find me at Todd Kopovich on Twitter and at BaltimoreSports.com on the web. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my friend. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Al in Columbia. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's going on, Rob? How you feeling, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Man, look, I'm drinking my coffee. I'm actually in a Panera Bread right now, listening to the radio station. But two things, man, I want to ask you. All right, what's more atrocious, the Ravens defense or that statue of Dwayne Wade?
Ooh.
Dwayne Wade, hands
Ooh,
down.
Man, I would be very upset with the Heat organization for that, man.
He was okay with it. He made the okay for the when they designed the face. He's the one that approved it.
I mean, I'm that's fine. I still don't like it.
I just love everybody taking the picture of the statue and putting it in real life pictures.
Yeah, like his wedding picture with his wife.
Or the picture of LeBron dunking and he's like this and it's a statue face. <You're> like, looks awful.
Let's go to Marcus in Baltimore. What's up, Marcus?
Marcus.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm good. I just want to make a quick joke because I just seen the Yankees footage. When I heard Jeremy say 6'12" and couldn't hit a ball, only thing that came in my head was that thing on Major League. It was like, so you mean to tell me Jesus Christ couldn't hit a curveball?
Up your butt, Joe Boo.
I thought about something. I brought this over to Joe. And the scenario with escorting those guys out, you know, that was like unarmed security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if they said to those guys, yeah, you can come back tomorrow just to get them out of the stadium? What if, you know, if I'm unarmed security, you're not paying me enough to fight.
Yeah.
So, hey, can we come back tomorrow? Your meathead stance. We can come back tomorrow. Yeah, sure. You can come back tomorrow. Go ahead.
They should hire some of those bouncers from the bars on the water down here.
I can't.
They got no problem with that.
Those guys couldn't crush a grape in a fruit fight. I can't see them allowing those guys back in the stadium tonight. I don't believe it. I don't believe it, man.
You'll see it because they're gonna want the cameras.
If they're there, they're gonna be on camera.
Would be how much bad PR is that? And I know the New York Yankees are stronger than dirt, but that's some horrible PR. You assault a baseball player, and you're allowed back in the stadium again. I wouldn't be surprised. And we heard they're allowed back in the stadium from who, Joe? Who said that?
That's what they said.
That's what they said. Exactly. Yeah. We haven't heard this from anybody else. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm security. We can get back in tomorrow, right? And you're in your meathead stance like you want to fight. Yeah, sure. You can come back tomorrow. Just let me get you out of here right now. Whatever it takes to get you out of the stadium. 410-583-1057. I hate the Yankees, but I'll be very disappointed if they let these guys back in. Cordell Woodland at 9:15, but on the other side. Yesterday, a caller said the future is now for the Ravens. Do you think they have addressed or added pressure to win this season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.